Please be seated, won't you? Well, good morning. We keep hearing words like water of life, bread of life, flesh and spirit in the readings that we've had the last several weeks. And whenever we hear these words, I sometimes wonder if we really get what Jesus is trying to get us to understand. We know what flesh is. If you've ever had to put a Band-Aid on a cut, you certainly know what's there, and you know what the earth is. And sometimes we might wonder where our spirit is or where our soul is, and this is always kind of a deep question. But maybe really what Jesus is trying to get us to understand is where we're going to find God, where we're going to experience God in our life, and how we might engage with God at a much deeper level. How many of you remember a movie that came out, I think in the late 70s, maybe early 80s, called The Gods Must Be Crazy? Remember that? Some of you might remember it. It's kind of a funny movie. It's about an African bushman who is wandering around doing his own business, and an airplane flies over. And the pilot of the airplane finishes a Coca-Cola and throws it out the window. And then the Coca-Cola bottle comes and hits the African bushman on the head, knocks him out, and he falls down. And part of it is the movie is really a little bit about how the Western world and this other world kind of intersect with each other, and it's about, you know, all kinds of different things. But when he wakes up, he thinks that this bottle is a gift from the gods, is some message, because only the gods would be flying and only the gods would drop something. And then it begins to follow him as he takes this and tries to take it to his tribe in different places and all the trouble it causes, from people wanting to possess it, to fighting over it. It causes a little tribal war, to all kinds of different things. And eventually the wise men get together and say, this is not a gift from God, it's a gift from the devil. It needs to be returned to whoever brought it. And he then journeys to go try to give the gift back. Have you ever had a Coke bottle hit you on the head? Or interpreted something that happened in your life as a message from God? I think sometimes that maybe happens more often than we'd really want to admit, really, you know what I mean? I was in the line at the grocery store, and I saw on the Inquirer, it's not really there anymore, but I saw on the Inquirer a message, and it told me something about God. Or was it a coincidence that you were there, and you saw that, and it's happened to fit what you needed? And this is really the conversation that Jesus is having, is where do you find God? And we might not find it within ourselves or within the flesh or within that that's around us. But we have to find it in the places where God intends for us to find it. And Jesus says, I am the living bread, I am life, I'm living water. He has all these messages for the people about finding that sense of their own eternity. The danger being that we might make ourselves God. That really is kind of even the point of that film that I told you about, is that we look at something and we make it God. Is it a way of making ourselves God? And making ourselves God is to begin to believe certain things that God is about, that we might know everything, that we might be everywhere, that we might have ultimate power, that we might even be magical with nature. In the reading that we have from Paul and in this reading that we have about Solomon, that question is there. Who is God and where do we find God? In Paul's reading for today, we have the armor of God, that we're put on the armor of God to stand strong, to be centered in the faith. And I kind of wonder sometimes if we can really get ourselves out of the way and find God to really take on that sense of armor. It might be easy for us to read that scripture or to read any of the scriptures and then to start to project it out on the people that we don't like. Have you ever done that? They don't have God. I do. Again, that's making yourself God. And that's sometimes a temptation. But what if the question is God in my life and how do I invite God and what is God calling me to do in this particular moment? What is God calling you to? What was God calling the apostles to in this particular scripture? How was God intersecting? One way to kind of get at that from the scripture point is to understand what Jesus is speaking against and what Paul is speaking against. The Roman world, the Roman Empire, was filled with religion. In fact, to be a leader in the Roman world was to be ordained by God, even appointed by God, even divine like God, as Caesar was considered to be divine. And it was all caught up in doing different things to kind of try to trick the gods into doing things for you. There were lots of Coke bottles everywhere. You might, if you wanted to know something, you might take a chicken or a dove and you might cut it open on the altar and someone would read the organs in order to find the message. Something you and I hardly even understand. I don't think you probably look at your chicken guts or your turkey gizzards and try to divine the future. If you do, come talk to me. I want to know. But this world was caught up in all kinds of ways of divining and understanding things that, and Jesus was saying, this is not the way. That's the flesh that Jesus often refers to, is that way that was caught up in only the world that they could see and not the world that God was opening up to them. So it might be to be discerning in how we understand or how we interpret the messages we might receive or we might look for from God. To be willing to ask us the real question, is this really just something that I want? Is this something I'm just divining? Or is this something really God wants me to do? And the question might be, how then do we kind of figure out some of the things that God is calling us towards? We have to look at the life of Jesus as Christians. This is where our faith lies, and we look at what his life was like. His life was a life of prayer, of scripture study, of deep understanding, of community, of caring for the poor, of reaching out to those who were without, of bringing a message of love and light and life and bread and water, all those things that sustain and build up life. And when we begin to look at that, we might find something a little more clear. Now, here's the challenge. You're not going to figure out the answer to this question this week. It's really a lifelong journey that we try to ask that question, what is God up to in my life? What is God calling me towards? And where do I hear from God? And it might be in all kinds of places. So maybe this week, as you go about your life, watch out for the Coke bottles that are falling from the sky that you might put God in. And instead, open yourself to see where God might be speaking to you in the ways that Jesus taught us to listen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.